Thank you. It's called Day Spring. It's a piece written for guitar and orchestra by Dan Locklear, performed there by Josef Zapka with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Kirk Trevor was conducting. Just ahead, we'll hear a symphony from a young genius who wrote it after an inspiring trip to London. Mozart was just 8 years old when he and his father, Leopold, and his sister made a trip to London. While they were there, they met Johann Christian Bach, who was one of the most respected musicians of the time. And Mozart had a wonderful admiration for this great composer, and he learned a lot from him while he was there. And in fact, he would sit at the keyboard with Johann Christian, and they would sit together. He was small enough to sit between the older composer's legs, and they would kind of play with their hands around on the keyboard. And you could hardly tell the difference between the two because they were both, young Mozart was already at such an advanced level. And Leopold later wrote, "What he had known when he left Salzburg is nothing compared to what he knows now. It defies the imagination." Mozart learned so much from that composer, and some of it is heard in this Symphony No. 17, especially in the first movement, in the melody. Johann Christian Bach, a bit of an influence on the young Mozart. Charles McCarris leads the Prague Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Symphony No. 17 by Mozart with Charles Mackaris leading the Prague Chamber Orchestra. I'm Julie Amacher, and these are a few Norwegian folk dances by Halvdan Kjerulf. He was really the first Norwegian composer to be recognized internationally, Halvdan Kjerulf. And we just heard three Norwegian folk dances performed by Einar Steen Nøkkelberg. Thank you. Pablo de Sarasate, a great Spanish violinist of the 19th century, who wrote a lot of music for his own performance, including that introduction in Caprice Jota, featuring Tianhua Yang. She was the violinist who has also now recorded all of the works for violin and orchestra by Pablo de Sarasate. She performed with the Navarra Symphony Orchestra. Ernest Martinez Izquierdo conducted. I'm Julia Macher.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Great programming about.
WHFR, the station making waves, proudly presents The Best of Broadway, a program featuring the best of American musical theater. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Joe, your host. We've taken care of your tickets. Now let me escort you through 2 hours of enjoyment of The Best of Broadway. Welcome once again. I'm Joe, your host, here on The Best of Broadway. And today's play we're going to play the score of is Tommy by The Who, a rock opera, first rock opera apparently ever written. The story of Tommy goes something like this. A British Army Captain Walker goes missing and is believed to be dead. His wife gives birth to a boy.